track that,
and it worked.
It worked.
And it's still working. It's wonderful. Okay. I want to say something about Big Fatty, though.
Okay, do it.
I really want to thank Big Fatty because he's the one who encouraged us the most to do this podcasting thing, which we absolutely love. He has never-ending optimism. His humor is just absolutely cements us all together. And I just have to acknowledge that because it's so special. And as far as this weekend goes, if it wasn't for Big Fatty, we would never be part of it. And big thank you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It worked.
And it's still working. It's wonderful.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3446 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of April, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, gonna tell you about my day, some more vaccine reports, and a little trip down memory lane.
And USA wants today to be your lucky day. Hi, I'm John Davidson, and this is Lucky Day USA. Six shows with six chances for you to play at home and win. We're giving away $25,000 a week in cash and prizes, and you can win just by using your phone. Keep watching. Make this your Lucky Day on USA.
Hello, Lucky Dayers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Lucky Dayers. Y'all, you heard that... You heard that little dingy there? y'all, this is the memory lane part, by the way. Y'all, back in the, and I want to say it was in the 80s, the late 80s. So, that would have been, what, 30 years ago? Early 90s, I guess, 1991, 19, you know, somewhere in there. y'all, the USA Network, that y'all, they would play the quiz programs in the afternoons, and Big Fatty would record them on his VRC. And, y'all, they started a promotion called Lucky Day USA. Y'all, that's, that's back when John Davidson was the host of the Hollywood Squares. And y'all, I'm a little off track here, but you know, I love that version. Well, I've loved all versions of the Hollywood Squares, but I especially love this one because y'all, the announcer was Shadow Stevens, and you know, he had the long hair and y'all, Shadoe Stevens. Go look him up. Ready? And y'all, on Fridays, they all wore red members-only jackets so they could go right into that Friday recording without the stars having to change clothes and all. Hey, y'all, I owned a red members-only jacket just for that reason. Y'all, and I departed with it when I moved into the villa, and y'all, it was one of the regrets that I had. Fanny, you are old! Anyway, they ran this promotion on the USA Network called Lucky Day USA. And y'all, you had to send in a card or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. Because y'all, it was, you know, 91, 2001, 2011, 30 years ago. And y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I won $500 on Lucky Day USA. And John Davidson said my name on the TV machine and everything. Y'all about shat myself. Just about shat myself. And you know, I just kept watching and everything. And y'all, then I won again. I I won again. Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. And that was just kind of my lucky day USA. And yes, we got in. Now you're going to have that that jingle stuck in your head. Well, maybe not that one, but probably this. See y'all today. Today, the 21th of April. Y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth care. Y'all never met this person. I guarantee you, he doesn't listen to the little show. He might today, though, because he may be bound and gagged and made to listen to this. Oh, Big Fatty, now you're just getting everybody excited. Well, y'all, I've met his husband, though, at the Pride 48 in Nolens, and y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Not Big Fatty, is it Casey? No, it's not Casey. It is Holly. It is Holly's husband, Jay. He's got a couple of nicknames, Sexy Harry Man, and I just recently heard on the most recent enormous little show that Sarge is his nickname. Also, Big Fatty, maybe Holly is the one that's been bound and gagged. Well, he probably will be after he makes his husband listen to this. It's true. So, y'all, I don't know if Holly's husband Jay is on the 20 or the face space, but I know Holly is. So y'all, if you see Holly on the 20 or the face space, tell him to wish his husband a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Holly remembers to bring him a big old piece of, actually, an enormous piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Stevens, spelled S-H-A-D-O-E, and Lucky Day USA. It's true. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I had my supper. You know, I said I was going to have that Garden Solid with some cheddar cheese on it, and I had some Italian dressing, and I put some of that pulled poke on that. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. I think I'm going to have it again tonight. Because, y'all, that poke butt was Big Fatty. When you say poke butt, I'll defer my comments to Holly. He can talk about poking butt. But had that, y'all, I watched some of the TV machine, of course, the news, and y'all, the Jeopardy did indeed have that Anderson Cooper on that. And y'all, he did a pretty good job. First night, maybe a little, you know, he'll get into the groove as the next 2 weeks go along. But y'all, then I headed to the live chamber, and y'all, I think the room was just not quite cool enough because I had a little bit of trouble falling asleep. So I got up, and I watched Stephen Colbert, and then got in the bed a little bit later than normal. But y'all slept like a baby, yes, McFaddy, and got up on. Tuesday morning, y'all, I had my, y'all had shisha meat rice for my brofkas, along with my coffee, read the paper, the Sudoku, not a problem, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, got my share, and, y'all, Hortensia arrived, and y'all, I watched the Apple Snack event. Now, I will also defer to Archer to report on what's going on there. But y'all, everything can be ordered starting April the 30th, and y'all be prepared for a charger plate meltdown on April the 30th. Y'all, you know, he just bought a new iMac. I guarantee you, he is gonna order the brand new iMac. Y'all, he just got it less than a month ago. He's gonna order the new one too, because, you know, you can. He will not wait. He will not. And y'all, then while I was sitting on the veranda, there was something delivered to the veranda front porch. Beefy, give it up. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's the Lesbyterian delivery service that came by. Y'all, we're just going to open this up right now. Oh, y'all, and let's see if there's a cat in here. Let's just see. Oh, yes, there is. It says, a gift from you, sending you some meat sticks. Sending you some meat sticks to celebrate your successful vaccination. These are saltier than a gentleman caller. And y'all, it's from Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle did tell me he was going to send me a little something, but I didn't know what it was. And y'all, let's just pull it out here. Betty, you're pulling out your meat sticks? I am. Oh, y'all, they're individually wrapped. I need to be careful not to risk suffocation on this bag. Y'all, why can I not open the plastic bag? Because you're old and y'all, there's all kinds here. What is this? Y'all, there's all kinds of, let's see, we've got the pineapple poke, the original. We've got the teriyaki. We've got the barbecue. Y'all, it's like, and bacon, and zesty jalapeno, and the sea salt and cracked pepper. Y'all, I'll put a picture. Y'all, there must be two dozen of them here. Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle finally got his meat sticks in your mouth. Big Fatty, I don't believe I was that vulgar. Well, anyway, y'all, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the all these salty meat sticks. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, me pretty.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. Maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning on, turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much. Big Fat, I don't know how he does it, but he's done it again. He's made a totally original, never heard before, bumper. And y'all, Nicole. Nicole from nowhere has gotten her first Fauci ouchie, and she was happy about that. And, y'all, I think we've got a little voice letter or two here to folks calling in to the show.
Hey, Fart. So I got my immunization, my Fauci ouchie, if you will, shot early on. I'm a government employee, so the government was trying to get their employees moved back to the offices. However, recent turn of events, I think the government decided, wow, we're saving a lot of money on rent, or we could save a lot of money on rent, which is crazy because government agencies rent the space from government agencies. So my agency rents from General Services Administration or whatever, which is General Services Administration, I think, owns all the federal buildings. Okay, so anyway, this has nothing to do with my Fauci ouchie. Okay, so the first one, the lady rattled off the symptoms or whatever. It's like, oh, you could get this, that, and the other thing. And my brain went, yeah, okay, so we'll get this on this day, this on that day, and whatever. Okay, so anyway, I literally got about 4 to 6 different side effects, symptoms, or whatever over the course of about 2 weeks. And each one came about one at a time and lasted anywhere from, you know, 24 hours to 3 days. The second shot I got at 11:30 on a Thursday, and by 1 o'clock on Friday, I had to check out from work. I couldn't stay working or whatever. My body hurts so bad. And consequently, Tiger Woods had gotten into his car accident. And all I can think is that I must have felt the exact same way as he did. Not to minimize his accident at, what, 80, 90 miles an hour, they said he was going. But anyway, that only lasted a day. The next morning around, before noon, I took a little Painaid or whatever. After that, I didn't get anything. And I got the Moderna shot. So, all right, that's it. I love Tommy's bumpers.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And we all love old Digga's bumpers. And they're always totally original. And I'm glad you got your Fauci ouchies. Y'all, speaking of John Davidson, do you recognize this music? Y'all, there's another little show he was on, where he was on with Kathy Lee Gifford and Fran Tarkington. Do you remember what it was? Yes, Big Betty, it was. Everybody say it with me. That's Incredible! Big Fatty, they say old people, they just love to live in the past, and you're just making it more apparent every day. Y'all, speaking of old people, y'all, you know the guy that stopped by the villa on Saturday about the Medicare? Y'all, he sent me something in the mail. Y'all, it looked like a second grader had addressed the envelope. Y'all, I'm not dealing with somebody that can't write more professionally than that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at Enormous. And Holly, what you doing for Sexy Harry Man Sarge?
It worked, and it's still working. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it's working. Make sure you pull some pork.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.